Previously on Quiet Part Loud.
So, what do you call this whole Betty Grable vibe you got going on
there? Let's call it Golden Age Radio.
Listen to this. What is that?
Play it again.
Becca?
Play it again, Dad.
Vernon?
Well, I mean, first off, you filter it, clean out the ambient sound, maybe put it through it. You bastard, this was your plan all along.
I need someone to analyze that sound.
Rick.
Nor. She was with him. With Khalil. In Willowbrook. The night I took him away.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Episode 7, Allies.
War is more than building ships, planes, tanks, and guns.
We're broadcasting by means of shortwave equipment.
Many of us watched war roll across Europe. Much of it was all...
More suspicious activity has been reported along the Terminal Island Naval Dry Docks as an alarming number of Japanese migrants continue to move into East San Pedro. Now ask yourself, folks, why do they need to live so near our shipyards, our naval bases? Somebody needs to keep an eye out. Who's that going to be now that our beloved boys are off fighting? You gals listening to me, that's who. We're holding the front line at the home front, ladies. So keep your eyes and ears open. If you spot any suspicious behavior, don't keep it to yourself. Our government needs to know. Well, that's all for tonight, folks. Here's one last tune for our boys to send you off. This is your sweetheart of the armed forces, Allied Alice. When Alice calls, it pays to listen. Mwah.
Somebody buy me 2 egg creams. I've earned them tonight. Ben. Ben, where'd you go? Ben. Ben. Oh, it's you. Took you long enough. So, what did you think?
Your voice, so powerful. I want to give you more.
More? More power?
More air.
What's the catch?
I need to show you what I am.
Will it hurt?
Oh, yes. But at the other end, you will be so much more. So much.
Well, what are we waiting for, big guy?
Come closer, closer. Lean in. Press your ear to the speaker.
Like this?
Perfect. Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Hello, 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 hello. Feels good to have this mic back in my hand. I'd never even touched one of these things before a couple weeks ago. But then last night, when Noor came tearing out of her building to where I was sleeping in my car across the street, she couldn't give it back fast enough. And I couldn't take it back fast enough either. She gave me the keys to her office, said she'd meet me here. I've just spent all night listening to that horror show in Khalil's room over and over. I'm exhausted, but also I'm buzzing. There's a beehive in my heart, thrumming. I'm alive. This feels like the good old crusade days, that feeling of walking into the studio knowing I was about to unleash the good stuff on an unsuspecting world. Press the shiny red button and take a deep breath.
Who are you talking to?
How's Khalil?
You want to take your headphones off when I'm talking to you?
Where is he?
Mom took him to my uncle's. He doesn't think it'll make any difference.
Yeah, if my last couple days are any indication, he's probably right. It's like it can find you anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere.
On the tape, when Khalil's still asleep and the thing's talking through him, it says, "You didn't do what I told you." What did it tell him to do?
Khalil says he doesn't remember.
Do you believe him? Sorry, let me... Oh, shit, I need to answer this.
Okay, I'll be in my office.
Vernon, hey, how are you?
Did you see my email?
Whoa, 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 slow down. I've been working.
Open your email.
Okay, no. Jesus, I'm pulling it up.
See the attached file? The video?
I'm just opening my... Yeah, I see it.
Okay, all right, download it. I've been trying to track it down.
Track what?
Sound wave analysis was getting me nowhere till I finally realized I can't study this thing in a vacuum. Is it still downloading?
It's at 70%.
I started doing a deep dive, right? Chat boards dedicated to weird audio artifacts turning up in ordinary media. Way too broad. Then I remembered your bird guy came from the local news. So I narrowed my net, cross-referenced with unexplained animal cry, and...
and you got a hit.
Yeah, it took 2 days. But damn straight.
Wait, local news? From when?
Has it downloaded yet?
It just finished.
See for yourself.
Okay, playing now.
Close to 100 Korean-owned businesses in South Central Los Angeles have burned to the ground since the riots began. We now go live to Charlotte Cruz.
Thank you, Tina. I'm standing at the intersection of Central and 46th Street, where I count 9 burned-out Korean-owned storefronts visible from here alone.
One second.
Why Korean stores, Charlotte? What's the connection with the Rodney King verdict?
Tina,
why are you watching a clip from 92?
Who's that?
Is this connected?
Hey, everybody, shut up. Shut up.
Inexpensive real estate to build multi-generational businesses for their families.
All right, get ready for it.
But the residents of this neighborhood say Koreans are shutting out.
Sorry, Charlotte?
Wait.
It looks like
what was that?
Hold on, I want to play that again.
Who's with you, Rick?
It's okay, Vern. It's Noor Hakim.
Noor, as in the sister of Khalil?
But the residents of this neighborhood say Koreans are shutting out.
Okay, that's enough. I said that's enough!
That's the same sound you heard in Khalil's bedroom, isn't it?
Yes.
Wait, what bedroom?
But what? Did you hear it somewhere else? In Willowbrook?
I don't know.
Come on, Noor. Connect some fucking dots with me here.
I said I don't know.
What is she saying?
Putting you on speaker, Vern. So, L.A. 1992 and Staten Island 2001. It's the same sound, right?
Yeah, sure shit sounds like it.
Jesus, the L.A. riots? Rodney King? What the hell does that have to do with anything?
I can almost hear it.
All this time, I thought this thing lived on Staten Island. Like it inhabited Staten Island.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Noor, this bedroom thing, did you get it on tape there too?
God, the pair of you. Nothing exists unless you've recorded it.
Can you please just tell me what you got recorded?
Look, Vern, hey, you got us our best lead yet. Give yourself a day off, okay?
Look, I can't, Rick.
God.
I can't stop working on this. I can't. Please.
Is he okay?
He's fine. Trust me. Vern, give me a second. I'm going to talk to you outside.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet. Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Still there, Vern?
Yeah, if you are holding back anything you haven't told me about this, then...
Come on, man, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, you absolutely would. Please, Rick, I need something. I'm going out of my fucking skull over here, and...
Okay.
Okay?
How'd you like to work with me tonight, one-on-one?
Right, yeah. Where and when?
Staten Island, Willowbrook State Hospital.
I think that's where this thing lives, or... Okay, I'll meet you there in an hour.
Jesus, relax. Not now. Sunset's, what, 7? Let's do it then.
Sunset? Come on, why wait? I'm downtown right now. I can hop on the ferry and
this
I'll be there before you can...
This off limits. Just get your gear, the good stuff. If we can get some quality footage of this thing...
No, great, I'm on my way.
Vern, tonight. Are you listening?
Yeah, I get it. I'll see you tonight.
Hey, are you... Holy shit, Rick Egan. I thought that was your voice.
Hey, look, I don't mean to be an asshole.
My friends are gonna fucking freak. What the hell are you doing here?
Research.
Holy shit. You're here for the Staten Island 3, right?
No, it's not.
Oh, man, back in the day, yo, we'd get in the SUV, we'd roll up on some Muslim. It's crusade time, bitch. Yeah, a lot of us miss having a direct line to you, Rick. We're out here, you know, just waiting for you to say the word, and bam. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you.
Hey, keep up the good work, Rick. You just say the motherfucking word.
Imagine having the power to tell people how to feel. Make them angry. Make them afraid. People want to be afraid more than anything. Like, they feel safer when they're told what to be scared of. I had that once. With just a few words, I could rile and scare millions. For just a second, talking to that kid just now, I felt like I could have it again.
Can you remember anything else from that night back at Willowbrook?
I told you, there's nothing.
Sure, but maybe if you...
What?
I don't know. Went back. Retraced your steps.
Okay, that's the second time you've suggested that.
I'm not suggesting it. It's just an idea. I'm just trying to eliminate...
Is this because of how I reacted to the sound on the LAT?
God, when they hear that.
Wait. Hold up. You know you can't put that sound on the show, right?
Are you nuts? That's my money shot.
If that sound goes on your podcast, there'll be thousands... of fans just as obsessed as your little kitty girl.
Thousands? I hope more than thousands.
That's even worse.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I want you to do more than investigate this thing.
Like what?
Okay. What do we know about it?
It moves through things that make sound.
Mm-hmm.
It possesses people.
It's incredibly invested in you.
In both of us.
No. No, me and Khalil are a means to an end. You are the end.
I'm not sure about that.
Why? You know something I don't?
Where is this going, Noor?
It's not enough to prove Khalil's legit. Or even to figure out what this blank is. None of that will save my family. To you, this is a mystery. To me, it's a threat.
What do you want me to do? Fuck. Vernon keeps calling. Let me take this.
Hi, this is Vernon Moore.
Shit.
This is a professional inquiry. Please contact...
Voicemail. When did he leave me?
Rick, Look, I know you said seven, but I couldn't sit still. I mean, can you hear those tones playing? That's why I'm calling. It's some kind of...
What is that? Is
note?
That...
Or tone?
Jesus, Vern, just...
But not from any instrument I've ever let myself drift into...
No.
Wait.
Vernon, don't.
What is that? I can't move. Rick?
Get out of there.
I can't get up.
Get out of there.
I can't hear myself. I can't hear myself. And I can't hear my own voice. Hey, Rick.
Vernon? Come on, Vernon. Pick up.
We're sorry. The number is no longer in service. Goodbye.
Fuck you. I literally just got a call from that number.
We're sorry.
Shut up.
Hi, Verizon Support. What can I assist you with today?
Hi, thanks. My name's Vernon Moore. I think my phone may have been disconnected accidentally.
All right, sir. I'll reroute you to the appropriate department. You'll get a few automated...
No, automated.
Before we get you to...
I just want to reconnect my...
Thank you for calling the help desk. Please clearly state your problem.
I need my phone reconnected.
You said upgrade to a new plan. Is this correct?
No, fuck you. I said
you
reconnect.
Said bring Nor to me. Is this correct?
No, goddamn.
I think you said bring Nor to me.
What?
Is this correct? I think you said bring Nor to me.
It's you.
Is this correct?
How are you?
Is that correct, Rick? Is that correct?
How the fuck are you doing this?
Thank you for calling the help desk.
Vern! Oh, thank God, Vern. Jesus, they said your number was...
You never should have told them, Rick.
What?
About my nest.
Not Vernon, you motherfucker.
Bring me Noor, and I'll let him go.
What do you want with Noor?
Bring her to me.
What happens when I do?
I told you. I give you everything.
So I bring her, or you hound me forever? Those are my options?
Bring her, or you stay nothing and no one forever. Rick.
I can't. I can't do it.
She's everything you despise. Vernon's your friend.
Look, maybe we can do a different deal. Maybe...
Dad? I took a cab
Becca?
Here, but now I don't know where I am. Dad? Dad, I don't know where I am.
Listen.
Dad, I'm scared.
You played her my cry.
You're lying.
It consumed her as much as you.
Dad, listen. I want to hear it again.
That's not really Becca. That's not her.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, oh my God.
No, that's...
Help me! Help me!
If you fucking touch her.
Bring me Noor. So simple. In return, you get Becca, Vernon, and the whole world.
If you fucking touch her.
See you soon, Rick.
Don't you fucking hang up!
Please stay on the line for a customer service survey.
What's wrong?
Remember when I asked you what the thing was telling Khalil to do? It was a bullshit question. I already knew the answer.
Rick, what the fuck is this
about? It's the same thing it's been telling me to do. Make you go back to Willowbrook.
So why are you admitting it now?
Because it's got Becca.
So let's go.
Really?
I'm not living like this anymore. And I won't let my brother live like this either.
Thank you.
Don't thank me. I'm not going in there for you. I'm going there to kill this motherfucker.
Quiet Part Loud. Created by Monkey Paw Productions. Written by Mac Rogers and Clay McLeod Chapman. Directed by Mimi O'Donnell. Starring Tracy Letts, Nicole Bouchery, Christina Hendricks, Millie Shapiro, Taryn Killam, Krish Marwah, Alfredo Narciso, Krista Rodriguez, and Ali Lewis Borski. Executive produced by Jordan Peele, Wynn Rosenfeld, and Mimi O'Donnell. Produced by Jeff Foster, Amy McLeish, and Katie Pastor. Associate produced by Jasmine Peck Bailey, Julie Bilevsky, and Kayla Stokes. Supervising sound editor, Jonathan Roberts. Sound design by Marcus Spigala, Daniel Brunel, Shane Hendrickson, and Jonathan Roberts. Score by Rowan Hilton and Jacob Yaffe. Recording by Jonathan Roberts and Armando Serrano. Dialogue editing by Stephen Tejeda and Gordon Bramley. Mix and additional sound design by Bobby Lord. Additional music by Marcus Spigala. Music supervision by Liz Fulton. Casting by Karen Castle and the Telsey Office. Special thanks to the Muslim Public Affairs Council, Jack Mason, and Don Ostroff. Quiet Part Loud is a Spotify original audio series and a Monkey Paw and Gimlet production.